This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crisp cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to pull back and just get Dr. Corsi's take on the unprecedented historical moment we're now all living through. A true battle that's joined massive money and power, but an empty evil ideology versus free humanity. And I don't script this like we're the good guys or the bad guys. That's the way it really is. We're promoting freedom. They're promoting tyranny. And their alliance with Islam and orthodox and radical forms of it is truly insane. And the elites having to go run for the hills and build armored redoubts for societal collapse when they themselves are pushing conditions they admit are causing that. It's like they're so greedy they just can't help it. And their real greed is consolidating into monopolies and killing the true free market system that could grow us out of this. So asking Dr. Corsi, can we get out of this financial collapse they've opened up? And he said, yeah, we grow our way out. And Trump is working around the clock to do that. But in closing, a lot of big stories daily coming to Infowars.com. We're going to be getting some more folks working under you and, you know, covering a lot of stuff as it breaks, but also commentary on the media, exposing fake news. And we need you to do that, Doc. Your great commentary on air, but also articles, just you know, pointing out where they're deceiving, what they're doing, what the special interests are up to. But in closing, in the 3 minutes we've got left, just what is it like for you, let's say fighting 10 years ago against this, to now see they've capitulated? Globalism is admitted, world government's admitted, the authoritarianism of it is admitted, and so they really have no moral argument now. It's very strange.
Well, going back to when I was first on your show, maybe 13, 14 years ago, I mean, it goes back. We've been working together for years. We were talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, creating a North American Union, and you know, we exposed these things, and today it's openly clear that the globalists had a plan to not only destroy the United States, but to do this trans-Pacific and transatlantic partnership for global government. These are fundamental crises that between liberty and the forces of globalism, forces of government control, statism, that have been going on fighting probably since human beings have existed, since governments have existed, but it's never been more critical. And the debate is about the internet. It's about, that's why I'm so honored to be with you. It's about live streaming. It's about what we're doing right now. Millions of people watching, you know, on the internet, live time. And what we're going to do is we'll have an apprentice program for journalists in D.C. We're going to recruit young journalists. We're going to be out in the field recording what's going on. It's going to be very exciting because we've got to show people what's actually.
That's right. I mean, you could easily retire. I mean, I could, you know, sit back at this point. But this is epic history. We've got to do it or the enemy's going to win. But we have a real shot now of winning. We were fighting 20 years ago not knowing if we could ever even turn the corner, but just out of sheer will. Now it's ours to lose, I think.
I have no intention of retiring. I mean, it's right now the internet is the cutting edge, the front line of the battle. Live streaming, what we're doing right here, this is the front line. Because Hillary Clinton, if she'd been elected, would have had the FCC with fake news, all of this, you know, not mantra.
The NDAA, Obama signed to put the CIA over the FCC.
You know, what the left realizes, and they're in complete panic over it, is that the mainstream media, NBC, CBS, they're all dead. Nobody's going to watch them in 20 years. Maybe not even New York Times, dead. Hollywood, dead. You know, these are all, you know, bypassed ideas and technologies. You don't need a New York Times. But Obama would establish a Ministry of Truth, and he would have censorship over what is permitted to be said in America. They've already got the mainstream media acting like
that's right. And we grabbed We grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat. Thank you so much, Doc. We'll talk to you soon. Great to have you with InfoWars.
I'm really honored and thrilled to be with you. Thank you, Alex.
You know, thank you. Pleasure.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself? Or I can talk to the boss. Or I can talk to the boss.
Roger Stone, new book. Officially comes out tomorrow, but everybody that pre-ordered it, we're shipping them out today. And everybody that buys a book at InfoWarsStore.com, Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution by Roger Stone, gets a signed nameplate that is in the mail, I'm told, by Stone. We only had 500 of these he signed. He's going to sign a lot more and get them to us because we're selling thousands of these a day. Now, obviously, it's just now coming out. That'll slow down. It sounds like a lot of money. It's not. You know, we make $6, $7, $8 maybe or less on a book. Stone makes a couple bucks. The publisher makes the money. It takes a lot to fund this operation, to set up a Washington bureau, to get more reporters here, more people. But in the face of the New World Order and in the face of the fact we're having such success, we've got to do it. It's a responsibility. So get The Making of the President 2016 and also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their sponsors. Become a sponsor. send the station $20 a month, $100 a month. If people that have money, whether it's meek amount or grandiose, will put it into action, it'll change the world. People think holding on to something gives them victory. No, it's going all in, especially when we're turning the tide. There is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. Most men live their lives out in horrible nightmare shallows, can never actually affect any change or live in a time where they could be involved in the destiny of the species forever. But we live in a time of just the deepest, greatest blue ocean we've ever seen, to paraphrase William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. There is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat. How am I paraphrased it? My modern paraphrase. So we are alive in a sea of possibilities right now, and a huge animating war against insiders and globalists and parasites and people that would shackle humanity and hold us back from our greater destiny. Now, Trump picks Bannon for National Security Council. He's also bringing the CIA in. This is a big deal. I can tell you right now, you read Bannon's writings, what he said. We're basically brothers when it comes to our political views. I'll just leave it at that before the media goes off the deep end. But a lot is going on, and the enemy is scared. We have ideology that's real. We have prosperity that's real. We have Americana, the sexiest thing this world ever saw. Not that it ever even fully got realized, but we're going back to what made us great. And all the special interests are howling right now. Paul Watson's host of the Fourth Hour from London, England. I should also add that we're listener-supported, not just buying the book, but we're about to end some sales. Supermill Vitality is about to sell out. 10% off DNA Force is about to stop. We just got our Secret 12, methylcobalamin, high-quality vitamin B12 that's taken under the tongue. Very bust out there. That is 10% off right now. Our probiotic biome defense just got back in stock. BioTrue Selenium, the purest, strongest, most organic out there. We have that. The knockouts and amazing natural sleep aid. All of it are really amazing products. And you really can't lose because you know you're funding an organization that's up at, I was up 11 o'clock at night last night working after the kids went to bed. I'm like, okay, go to bed now. I'm about 9. I'm going back to work till, you know, midnight. And it's not work. It's fun. And it's so good that you've supported us, we've supported you, we've been able to do this. So please shop with the good guys, InfoWarsStore.com. They have a special ending this week that's 25% off on the air filtration systems and water filtration systems, unprecedented sales on the Alexa Pure Breeze and Alexa Pure Pro water filtration systems. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. Okay. I've got like 15 clips I want to get to. I've got all this science and tech news that's amazing I want to get to. And I've got 46 and a half minutes left here. Okay? And we're going to get Pachinik on. His line just dropped. So we're going to see if we can get him back on. But I have got a ton to cover here. And we're going to attempt to go to all of it. But this really is an amazing time to be alive. I want to go to the acting AG Obama appointed, was told Trump's travel ban was legit, but still played politics anyways. And that's what's important. She admits in letters that it's legitimate. It's a repeat of what Obama did and what Jimmy Carter did and what Reagan did and what Bush Sr. did and what George W. did. But they lie. They lie. And they say that it's unprecedented and that it's a ban on our religion. Well, here's the deal. Most of these Muslim countries have a ban on Christianity or animism or Buddhism. So speaking of that, I'm going to play that clip, and then we're going to go Dr. Steve Pachinik. Here's the acting AG Obama appointee saying, I'm not going to do what you say. And Trump said, good, you're fired for insubordination. Boom, direct action. Here it is.
The acting attorney general of the Justice Department refusing to defend the president's executive order. Should she be fired?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. She was kept on merely to have some continuity for a department whose basic integrity.
Do we really want to continue that?
But the basic integrity of the Department of Justice rests on being non-political, and it's being reported.
Well, she certainly clarified that misconception.
It's being reported that the department's own internal general counsel, the Office of Legal Counsel, reviewed the executive order and approved of it. So she's flying in the face of her own best lawyers.
Well, she's flying in the face of so much. I don't know that we can parse it down to something that isn't material. I mean, this is egregiously dishonorable conduct on her part. John Bolton, great to have you.
What it is open rebellion, and we're in a state of soft civil war. And the Soros crowd and others aren't giving up. They're intensifying their operations. So I want to ask Dr. Steve Pachinik, who obviously was head of psychological operations at the State Department, works in other agencies, one of the co-founders of General Boykin, the Schumacher of Delta Force. I want to get his take from the State of the Union right now before we get into topics he wants to cover, because we don't, you know, pre-script these live interviews. For me, Trump's over-delivering, very impressive. I'm really worried about him. They're selling a narrative of assassination and coup and how great that's going to be in the New York Times and HBO. I mean, it's just everywhere. And I'm really concerned that they have an attitude like they've got something big planned and they're not giving up in the face of just prosperity and Americana. So I want to get your view on the current developments and so far what you think of President Trump.
Well, I think he has delivered exactly what we expected him to deliver, what you and I have been talking about for 12 years or more, and that is he's brought a businessman's perspective to the running of government. It's been over 100 years since we had a businessman, and the only one was Hoover, quite frankly. But what you're seeing now is the quietest, most effective revolution that you, I, and my fellow consorts, doesn't matter who they are, implemented through the ascendancy of Trump and his family. Trump doesn't need to do this. His family doesn't need to do this. What he is doing is exactly what I do or others do in the business community. We come in, we clear out an institution in ASAP time. That means you don't have a chance to protest or any time to drive an anti-defamation.
The Kabuki Theater is over. The man of action's here.
That's correct. And I think everybody has to understand, the State of the Union is fine. We're not in a civil war. Number one, there is no civil war initiated by the left or the press. What's happening is you're hearing the gurgling of a dying institution, both in the media and in the left wing.
But you agree that they are trying to sell an uprising.
Well, they can sell whatever they want, but they can't mimic or ape what you and I and a group of others have done very quietly, very sotto voce, what we effectively did way before that they had any idea that was coming in. And actually, we have to thank Hillary for being so incompetent, as well as her $100 million coterie.
Now, that's right. We shouldn't be too arrogant. We were facing massive incompetence.
Oh, my God. On the contrary, I want to thank Hillary. I want to thank the Dewey Square Group. I want to thank all of those who were paid off and were totally, completely incompetent. Every Democrat, every newspaper, and every piece of content that had a narrative that was a kumbaya narrative.
Isn't it their arrogance that made America finally reject them?
Well, it's not only their arrogance. It really is, Alex, as you and I know, competency. You and I share, as we do with millions of Americans, we're small business people. We're anything but close to 500 million.
If we don't show up, the donuts don't get made.
Well, that's correct. I mean, that's a great way to say it. But honestly, we're not bankers. We're not VCs. We're not sycophants. We're not parasites. What you have seen is the end of an era of parasites.
And Trump knows that. You would come on 10 years ago and say, we need farmers. We need ranchers. We need auto part producers. We need working people building a world about people. Trump gets that. It's not about robots. It's not, he's making it about people again. The globalists wanted to demoralize us and control us. Trump gets that it's about giving people satisfaction of being self-sufficient again.
You hit it on the head, Alex. You and I talked about it. I wrote a blog years ago that the greatest national security problem we have in the United States is not our debt. It's not even ISIS. It's the fact that Family farmers are less than 6% of our country. No one is going into the family farm business because it's too hard. I have friends who work 18-hour days, 7 days a week. We don't see that in the upper crust. We don't see that in the Hillarys. We don't see that in the Washington Post. I don't see that in the bankers at Goldman Sachs or Lloyd Blankfein, who comes in and defies an order on immigration.
But we are seeing 18-hour days out of Trump. That's not a put-on. He literally is a machine.
I'm very impressed. And as a physician, I'm a little bit worried about a man who's a little bit younger than myself, who has this kind of energy, goes 18 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I was about to say, though, I mean, he's the oldest president ever elected.
Well, he may be the oldest in terms of age, but he is the youngest in terms of attitude.
No, I agree.
Ethos and eagerness.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to sing the praises of Trump too much, but this, I mean, you study history, don't you agree? This is a real anomaly. This is a real unicorn.
Well, it's what you said, Alex. It's what we worked at. It's what millions of your listeners have heard all over the world. This is the American Revolution. I talked about it. I wrote about it 20 years ago in fiction and in blog. You made it possible. Roger Stone made it possible. I, a bunch of others. But this is a real secondary revolution. It is not, it's not filled with guns. It's not filled with hatred. It is simply a concept called change. And America is frightened because for too long we have had
Dr. Pachinik, your Skype degraded. I'm going to reconnect with you because it's totally degraded. Reconnect with him. It's totally degraded. We're going to come back with him. He's making some powerful points. The second American Revolution is here. Make no mistake, Trump is doing everything exactly how you level playing fields. Quite frankly, it's a tip towards the small business person and local communities and African-American communities. Because he knows the globalists are going to use that as a time bomb to bring the country down. So just from a self-serving position for his kids and himself, he also cares about those people. He's trying to, like, here's jobs, here's support, here's a life. He's telling the elites, you better invest here or the whole world economy is going to go down. Now's the time. So this is a very pro-human approach we're seeing instead of this bean-counting Michael Bloomberg technocrat view. Your Skype was breaking up there, Dr. Pachinik. Continue.
I have to ask my question. Is it better?
Let me see what I can do.
It's okay. It's a little bit better. We're going to come back to you in a minute. But again, ladies and gentlemen, the wonders of Skype, the wonders of talking to somebody in Florida, and I'm here in Texas, and you're watching in Japan or Russia or Mexico or Canada or right here in Austin, Texas. But I don't say this as a patronizing thing to pat you on the head. I'm going to say it very, very slowly. I am completely humbled, and I am thankful every minute of every day that I'm conscious for everyone that's helped us. From Matt Drudge to my parents to the crew here in this office to you, and I know you're thankful to me as well. We're in this together. This is real. I really want prosperity and justice. I really want to stop racism. I really want to empower humanity. I really want to conquer cancer with God's help. I really do believe in humanity. And there are a lot of us. And we're going to come together and we're going to build systems that outperform anything the globalists could ever create. And we are going to change the world. Why wouldn't we? Look what we're promoting. Everything is good in the understanding that we have love for our fellow humans. It's easy to dominate and control weak people and then feel powerful because you're smarter than them. But that is a curse. And see, you don't think like that, so you're blind to the enemy. I was blind for a long time, too, but you have to admit what they're doing. And you are the reason InfoWars is so successful. You are the reason. And they're trying to block us. They're trying to censor us. They were going to bring in a real authoritarianism under Hillary. But good people in our government, good people in corporations and business and daily life, and just you took action. You know, Dr. Pachinik, you're back now with a clear shot. You were breaking down the second American Revolution, how big this is. You're right. We should celebrate this more, not just to pat each other on the back, but to recognize what is successful and what has worked and then deploy it further. Because I know you want to say they failed, they're over, we're beating them, you know, Trump's blitzkrieg. But I mean, they are involved in some counterstrikes here. So let's flesh this out.
Well, let me put it this way. This is far bigger than just an American revolution. It's something that you and I talked about. The breakup of the EU is imminent. I've said it for years. Theresa May, Prime Minister of England, did the smartest thing possible, came to see Trump, said that they're going to negotiate a separate agreement with Trump. Prime Minister of Japan, Abe, came to see Trump. South Korean ambassadors are coming to see Trump. What's happening now is that America has redefined its position in the world, taken out of the notion of the multilateral context, which was really not to our advantage. All the membership that we had in all these WTO, United Nations, was worthless. We were spending countless numbers of billions of dollars for absolutely nothing. And Trump looked at the problem. He saw what we had to do. We had to withdraw and reconfigure ourselves into a position of power. We're not isolationists. This is not a...
Your Skype broke up, but I'm going to say this. If you really look at it, it's major Americana cultural expansionism. Our real power is being Americana. So all the tyrannies of the world are the ones that better be upset. And you know what, Dr. Pachinik? Tyrannies and centralized systems are upset. Again, your Skype's breaking up. That's why I interrupted. Let's do this because he's really on fire today. Let's get him on phone right now. Thanks. You know, Skype's a weird thing, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Skype can work great at my house for 2 months and then just not work after that. Let me plug now because we're going to come back and I won't plug. And then tomorrow I'm going to take a lot of phone calls. I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to be also on Joe Rogan's podcast tomorrow as well. That's at 3:30 Central Standard Time, 1:30 Pacific Standard Time. So I'll do 3 hours here. I'll take an hour break, drive over to his place. Over to the studios and to the show with Joe. And I've been friends with Joe for 18 years, but the real reason this is important is I've never been on the podcast. I just never gone out there to be on it. And so Joe, about 5 years ago, goes, I'm not doing your show anymore, so you come on mine. And then he's always busy, and I'm busy, and we play phone tag. It's never happened. So he's done 3 or 4 interviews since then, but he's always like, you know, I told you, why don't you do my podcast? And I don't think... He knows I don't really think in a Machiavellian way. I mean, I can, but I don't operate like that. Like, why do you have me on your show, but you don't come on mine? And it's just because he doesn't have guests via Skype. And Joe's a big comedian. And he has 10,000 people show up to hear him do his routines. I'd say he's in the top 10 comedians right now. So multi-talented guy. And so he comes to Austin. I'm able to have him on the show, but normally it's, you know, just more screwing around in the morning or whatever. Joe talks about some really intelligent, thought-provoking things on the air. And again, he has a really wide audience of people that I think are seeking the truth. So that's why I rarely travel to do interviews, and I really don't like Los Angeles. But I am going out there because I want to reach out to Joe's audience. So you don't want to miss that. That'll be tomorrow on his podcast. Now, going back to Dr. Steve Pachinik, sorry I've been interrupted by Skype. Not my fault, though. Get back into this de-evolution. What's happening and what you expect. I mean, I want to believe you that we're really beating their pants off right now. But, again, just part of me wants to watch my six. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. And I do apologize for the Skype. It's not interference from anybody else, but just my incapacity to run. Let me make it clear. This is not about self-congratulation. There's nothing here where we who were part of this revolution, including the Trump family, are successful. Success really gets defined on a continuous basis. What's happened is Trump and Bannon and the others have understood very clearly. We've taken out every civilian who has in the past or will in the future create an unnecessary war. How was that done? Well, that was done paradoxically by putting in generals and military men who've been in combat, who understand that we're wasting our men and resources on wars that make no sense, i.e., you have James Mattis, you have Kelly, you have Flynn, you have a whole group of these generals, Pompeo, who all were trained in the art of war. Now, Now, in contrast, you had the liberals of the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bill, the Hillarys, the Madeleine Albrights, the Condoleezza Rice, all of who came out of a very soft background, which was had no consideration about how you do war, how you increase it, how you begin it, how you maintain it, and how you end it. So what we had was the incompetency of civilians, not over just one presidency, two presidents, over decades. We hadn't had a president who'd been in the military since Bush Sr. and James Carter. And it wasn't an accident that under Jimmy Carter and Bush Sr., we were asked to put in more military people in order to stop wars that had occurred. The second part of all of this is we no longer want to be tied to financial transactions which have no benefit to us, the American people.
All right, Doc, let's come back and break down this huge Trump revolution. We're 10 days in. He is delivering. This is historic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Either with the Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The reason I harp on the fact that Trump is delivering on every front is this is just amazing. We have seen a historical time in the last 2 years, and now the time we're going into is going to be even more historic. And what we have is a group trying to take over power and this huge centralized system that actually wants to empower the individual and wants you to have hope and really wants to get back to normal human values that transcend whether you're an American or Russian, Chinese, Mexican, it doesn't matter. And when you see somebody like Stephen Bannon, who openly wants to make people so prosperous that we break the will of political correctness, and the people that really have a vision and an understanding of the really sick psychological control that the nanny state was trying to put into society. And we've got a long way to dig out, but the worm is turning very, very quickly. So as Pachinik was just saying, Dr. Pachinik, this isn't about, oh, look, we're having big victories. Oh, look, Trump's so great. It's about, wow, this is what it looks like when somebody really takes action and doesn't care what the other side has to say and is committed. It really is magic to see, and that's why they so over-centralized in the executive branch that now it's their biggest enemy, as Trump can reverse everything, just copying Obama's executive orders and laws, but tweaking them. Then when they attack him, he says, wait a minute, I'm just doing what Obama did, but actually implementing it. And so what freaks me out is I'm so used to dealing with Democrats and Republican establishment types that just go off press releases and are so lazy and work like 5 hours a day and don't even know what they're doing themselves. They're just arrogant in their power and MSM covering up for them. And the counterattacks are so ham-fisted that it was like battling people that, you know, were mentally retarded, quite frankly. But they still had power, so it was still an adversary. Watching Trump now, I look at what he does. It's so well-researched and so well-executed. He's put the best people in charge of every area. All he's doing is restoring the operating system we were under, say, previous to 1960. That's my view, but with a high-tech overlay and with a push to really decentralize the technology, devolve power to the states, America 2.0. And he said that in his inaugural speech. Dr. Pachinik, what was it like for you to see that inaugural speech? You know, your colleagues you talked to, other people that have been trying to keep this country free for decades and decades. Is it surreal for you? Because for me, it is just bizarre to see this paradox.
Well, let me just say, when I heard the speech, I cheered. I thought it was to the point, it was brief, and it was comprehensive. Was it surreal? Not really, because when somebody like you or I think about a regime change, which this was, and it's too late for the people on the left or the media or whatever you want to call it, it's too late for them to implement any other changes. All they can do is create obstructions, which are not really valid. As you see, the Schumers who start a cry and it's disingenuous, or the blank fines who raped our government and our people from Goldman Sachs, and they're complaining. The reality is those days are over. And what we will see now is the breakup of the government. And it's beginning with the State Department, where I had worked, which I've said.
And what's crazy is hearing you and Bannon and others, Trump is literally doing it. He said, I'm breaking it up, get ready, and then he starts doing it.
That's correct. And that whole concept that I'm going to do it, and subsequently you Americans or whoever you're, wherever you're involved, you have to pay the price. No one has realized that a particular issue, and that's what the press doesn't understand. That's what the Hillarys don't understand. The Democrats don't understand. There are consequences. The consequences have been obviated for too long under the Clintons, under the Bush. All that stuff was nonsense because it was covered up. There was a lot of covert operations. But what we've done is to bring all of the problems up to the surface. Trump has done that, and he said, okay, now, analyzing these problems, this is the way to go. We're going to make the government smaller, which by definition should have been smaller. We're no longer going to have a million people in the Pentagon supporting a million soldiers. That's not going to work. We're no longer going to have 20,000 Foreign Service officers who really don't do very much.
Sure. What do you make of, what do you make of
democracy or anything else?
Yeah.
And we're going to take that down. So by self-definition, the people select themselves out if they think they can protest against Trump. I don't have a problem with that. That's your right. But the consequence is you can't hide behind anonymity, the way the State Department officials are trying to do. They want to have the change and the counterbalance to Trump, but they don't want to be named. I would rather have them named and said, okay, you don't have to work here. We don't have to pay you for 20 years of being in the Foreign Service. I'm not sure what you've done. I'm not clear what the outcome is. And quite frankly, this is what I used to do in management. And we used to get rid of people one after another. Now, the system is not used to the sweeper or the cleaner. And that's really what Trump has been doing. And people like yourself or myself, we can articulate the point of view. We implement it. But then what happens? It becomes infectious. The Hillarys and the Clintons and everybody else becomes irrelevant. What becomes relevant is that we become the focal point for England. Now the biggest problem is...
No, I agree. We're now the role model all over, and the dominoes... I mean, look at Le Pen. She's racing to first place in...
Correct.
Nationalist movements are exploding. Why do you have your top story? You sent it to me. Let's briefly talk about this. What does it signify that he's put Bannon in for National Security Council, but brought the CIA back in after decades as well? And then I want to circle back around to the outgoing CIA head openly threatening Trump, unprecedented.
Well, I wrote the article about Bannon. It's not the first time, but it's really the second time where I support a man like Stephen Bannon. He's born of the Democratic left, pro-labor, pro-Democrat, came out of Norfolk, Virginia. But thanks to his own desire to make something of himself, he went to Virginia Tech, then got a master's degree at Georgetown, then volunteered to go into the Navy, became an officer in the Navy, was involved in surface warfare, and then decided to Goldman Sachs to make money, left Goldman Sachs, and then started a business in Hollywood. Now, that's a polymath individual. To me, that's what America's about. It's not a straight road to anything.
It's about Renaissance men.
I'm sorry?
It's about Renaissance men.
Oh, yeah, but on the other hand, it's about America. Every American, in a way, is a Renaissance person because they have the ability to decide what they want to do. They don't have to stick to one profession. They're no longer geared to be one thing, like the Foreign Service or the CIA, where you put 25 years in and then you get a pension. Those days are gone. The pensions won't be there. That's the sad news for America. But the people who are entrepreneurial, like the Steve Bannons, like yourself and others, those are the ones that will flourish. Well, when you put that uncertainty into the system of being entrepreneurial, which is the basis of this country, then all kinds of things happen.
Sure, let's walk through some of the headlines on your site. You point out Democrats suffer from senile dementia, claiming Putin puts words in Trump's head. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the women's march you've exposed. I mean, let's talk about then, if they are defeated then, what do they do? Because they've got tens of millions of people. I've been out there. I don't need a psychology degree to know they're mentally ill.
Well, it's not an issue. I differ from you in a little way because I know the people who are protesting. But if you think about the protest, women getting together and protesting that we are women and we want a liberated freedom or whatever, it's not relevant. It was so awkward and so basically inept that it didn't really address the question of change in the federal government. It's not about abortion. It's not about your rights to have or not have a child. It was so out of tune. It was as if they were playing an instrument in another chord, in another time, in another way.
I agree. They're not synced up with anything. I mean, we're in the zeitgeist. Everything we're doing is like this human will to succeed and propel and invent and trailblaze and discover. And everything they do is like trying to pull us down. As a psychiatrist, what do you call that? Do they hate themselves? So they're projecting their loathing? Because I'm not being a mean person, but...
No, I don't want to get into the psychiatric mode. What I call themselves is what I called Hillary, Condoleezza, and Madeleine Albright. Inept, untutored. They were basically people who came out of the so-called elite schools, either Stanford or Harvard or whatever, and they thought that was sufficient and necessary just to keep them for the rest of their life. That wasn't the case. The simple case is you can protest whatever you want. You have to articulate it, but it's not relevant to the United States because the real people who voted for Trump were exactly the people whom we've talked about and who listened to the Alex Johnson.
And you said this 1,000 times, and hearing you and Bannon, it's like the same person. I've been talking to you 15 years now, Doc, not 12. He says, well, they don't get us. They don't know America. They don't know who they're dealing with. They're not even in the same universe as us. That's really it. They are literal elitists.
It's as simple as that. I mean, you're going to Los Angeles. I worked in Los Angeles. It's not real. I mean, there's a movie called La La Land, which is terrible, but they think this is a representation what they're about. It's literally not relevant to the way of life in America. Once Hollywood was relevant, it is no longer relevant because of the Internet, because of the Alex Jones, because of the webinar. So what's happening is you're seeing arcane systems disappearing in very quick time.
So it was sort of like watching ships sink, basically.
Well, they're not sunk completely, but they're getting water on board. They are sinking very rapidly. It's more kind of the death of an elephant.
Could they reinvent themselves if they join with the American system and the Americana? Could they go from being historical to being historic?
Yeah, that's a good point, Alex, because if you see a guy like Bannon who came out of the Democratic left and came out of pro-labor and all, and switched. He didn't. He went to the side where he understood that a real America was not about elitism. It was about work, about achievement and failure. That was not inherent in the left, where it had labor unions, where you had a steady income, where you had a pension. Those days are gone. The notion of consistency and security, that's gone for the individual. For the nation, no, because we grew. And we did our best when we had to develop technology, when we had to take great risks. And that's where we are right now.
Well, it's just like children. If you don't make them strive, make them learn, make them go under pressure, they turn into just demonic, spoiled brats. And America has somewhat turned into a spoiled brat, but it was not equally distributed. So you're being very positive today. In closing here, what are the pitfalls? What do we have to look for to make sure we secure this victory? Because I am just in celebration mode, quite frankly, which I've never been in for 20-plus years. Like, a great feeling of completion. I know we've got more fights to come, but the fact that Trump is delivering is just breathtaking. It's much better than I thought it would be, but I still want to guard the victory. What do we do?
Well, we have to be patient. The initial incision by the surgeon, Trump, doesn't necessarily mean that the operation's successful. Like any operation where we literally are changing the metabolism and the state of the patient, which is what America's in, we have to wait for the completion of the operation. Who are the people who will implement the change? How good are they really? How effective are they? Is Trump going to monitor that? And those are the kind of things that we have to watch out for. So the revolution has just begun. But remember, in every revolution, those of us who are the flame keepers or who initiated like yourself and your people will be watching. It's not a given right now.
Sure, Bannon came out and he said, keep us honest. We're fighting all these special interests. It's dizzying. Please watch our backs. Please criticize us. Don't just get behind us. He said that 2 weeks ago. Let me ask you this then. As a psychiatrist, but also as a doctor and as a veteran and you know all the other things you've done, looking at it from a psychiatric position, I don't see Trump as a narcissist like they say in these overblown terms they use too much. He is like about almost OCD about success, victory, piles of work, delivering on what he says he'll do. And the ultimate task is to defeat all these other elites. He sees that we're given everything they had. And so it's almost a good thing that he's hyper dominant and sees his victory like a big dog hauling us back a big deer by the neck. I mean, it's almost very dog-like. I don't mean that in a diminutive word.
No, I understand what you're saying. Let me make this very clear. Every one of us has narcissism. There's what we call malignant narcissism. There's what we call healthy narcissism. In the case of Trump right now, he is manifesting a very healthy amount of narcissism, saying, look, I'm going to change, but it's not only me.
Sure, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not a psychiatrist, but explain. I don't use the terms you use, but it seems like his whole identity and will is about empowering us. He sees us as him. I mean, that sounds very positive, but also yes, can have some dangerous connotations if there's setbacks. But break it down.
Well, the connotation, when you have a leader as strong-willed as Trump, you also have the notion of the higher, and I don't mean it in a negative way about Trump, but the higher the monkey climbs, the further he falls. One of the things that Trump has to watch out for is what we call in the business idealization and devaluation. That means everyone he meets or however great he is, the higher he goes and the higher he claims somebody else goes, the further it is possible for someone like me or others to devalue him. So there's an inherent failure issue within success, and that's something that Trump and his people have to understand, particularly Jared, Ivanka, and the Goldman Sachs boys. They can't go out of too far ahead of the course or the revolution, otherwise the revolution will come back to bite them. That's an inherent part of every revolution that I've studied, involved in. And so what we tend to do in the more effective regime changes, we lower the flame, we keep it far more quiet, and we make sure that our potential opponents can be successful in certain ways. It's not the greatest thing to make sure that we have defeated anyone. We haven't defeated anyone. These are part of America.
They're all part of the process. We're trying to empower them and hoping we can be good enough to really be worthy of this great object.
Well, the point is, remember, this is just the beginning, my friend. And in the beginning, there are many things that look very, very positive. But like anything else, as you have repeatedly stated, he is only a human. He knows that. His capacity is limited by the fact you only have 24 hours a day. He gets tired. He has people who are beyond his family reach. He has to depend on others whose ideas are not his and have countervailing.
Sure. Well, I've talked to folks who've been around Trump after he's been working like 20 hours a day, the first few, and I don't want to get into it, but he is like literally just going in and collapsing. So he's, right. I tell you, he's really doing it, though.
Well, remember this, Alex. We have many leaders in the military who've also been on duty 24/7. They have countervailing points of view, and I would certainly caution or put a very pleasant advice to Trump and his people to accede to those military generals who see things differently. In other words, don't assume that everything he does may be the only way to do it. Do understand that the people...
Well, I mean, he let Mattis appoint all his own people. Same thing with Flynn and the rest of them. Let's do one more segment, and then Paul Watson's coming up from London. I'm Alex Jones.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin Plus, now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I... And we've been resisting the globalists and the corrupt consolidators of power who want to sew it all up. Who think humanity's ugly because they themselves are so ugly. But we have to also resist our lesser angels and be good people. We've got Roger Stone's book. Everybody that gets it, it's signed here, no additional charge. And it's discounted $5, $19.95, out of the gates, because I bought so many of them, I can discount them, at InfoWarsStore.com. Call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Roger's on the show tomorrow. Now, we're talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik. We're almost out of time. Paul Watson's going to be taking over. I got to most of it today. I may do 5 minutes into Paul's time and a few more clips I want to cover, but... Make no mistake, I think humanity's coming back up to the surface. When Trump said in his inaugural speech that mark January 20th, 2017 as the day that America basically was reborn, I think the whole movement to put Trump in was that. But it really was the spoiled brat nature of Obama and Hillary, and Obama coming out when Trump did the same thing he's done and bitching. It's like they're so comical. I don't normally downgrade my enemies, but if you look at Madeleine Albright and Hillary and all these people and Michael Moore, I mean, they're like caricatures of losers, and it makes me feel bad. How did we ever get in the position where these people were ruling over us, Dr. Pachinik?
Well, you have to remember that whatever was the institution is gone. How we got there, it's a multi-level issue. It was pensions, it was unions, it was all kinds of covert promises and over-promises. But the reality is we're coming into a new era where literally a businessman and an executive has taken over a company called America. Now, people say you can't run America like you run a company. That's not true. There are many things that we can do as business people where we can change the nature of our...
But, I mean, life is a business. It's all calories. It's all numbers. It's all survival. It's all procreation. Life is a business.
Well, it's a business because we began as a business. We started with a revolution called the Tea Party. Every one of our founding fathers was in the business of real estate or tobacco or cotton. And every one of our subsequent entrepreneurs came out of the fact that we created, in part with England, the Industrial Revolution. We are now in the process of deciding which countries we want to do business with, which countries we do not want to do business with, which countries...
Which is part of sovereignty, saying America decides, like a woman, who we get in bed with. I mean, it's about basic sovereignty. That's why they're so pissed.
Well, that's correct. Basically, what we're doing now is we're negating on the notion that we've absolved ourselves of responsibility in the past, meaning we're no longer going to acquiesce to some group of 110 different nations which may or may not contribute to world peace or the weather. Or
Saudi Arabia heading up the Human Rights Board, jokes like that?
I'm sorry?
Saudi Arabia heading up the UN Human Rights Board, jokes like that?
And now what's going to happen, despite the fact that Trump has businesses in Saudi Arabia, the following countries will be in serious trouble. And I'm not throwing that out as a threat. I'm just saying it's evident. One is Saudi Arabia. They have an unemployment rate among their youth of over 40%. Next is Qatar, then Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Then you go into Turkey, which has trouble. Then you're going into Germany.
Hold on.
Trouble.
Do five more. This is important on geopolitical with Dr. Steve Pachinik, who's overthrown plenty of tyrannical regimes. Who he thinks the next dominoes to fall are. I tell you, those Islamic regimes are such spoiled, rotten people. They treat their people horrible. I'd love to see them fall. We'll be back.